home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
And so we're back from another break. Welcome back to Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Pizza Box Mike, with another Saturday Outside the Pizza Box free-for-all. And I want to mention something about the laws for driving. Because I drive through, you know, major cities where if you blow through a light or something like that, they got cameras. We need cameras, man. I'm not worried about, like, you know, sacrificing my rights and my freedom to a camera stopping a speeding bullet coming down the highway and stuff. That's totally ridiculous. They can, come on, they've got everything on us that they need if you're worried and paranoid about being, but I'm talking about we need some safety on the roads. And I want people to start talking to legislators and law enforcement about it. I do all the time. We can't do that. Sure we could.
I drove taxi in Madison for a better part of 20 years, Mike.
That's where I saw you.
And I got to tell you, I could fill 3 hours of talking about bad drivers.
You were at the Kemble party, weren't you? Did you ever go to the Kemble's party for the Union Cabs?
No, I have not been there.
Oh, why didn't you?
Actually, Union Cab is the one cab company I never worked for.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's probably why then.
That's
you
right.
Missed out. Those good people. And
she is my alder person, though.
Yes.
And I will be voting for her again soon.
Of course. And I hope you guys are listening. I hope you're all doing well. But we do have a caller now. So, looks like we got a couple. Let's go to Joe from Stevens Point. What happened today, Joe?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, you know what? Cameras can be cool. They can also be a little bit weird. My daughter, she got caught in the where the light changed, and she was, you know, just over the line, and she got a $300 ticket and an opportunity to go to driving school. But, you know, it does change behavior, but, man, there's a lot of salty people along the ways. And you know, and then it's just this kind of rancid public-private partnership, financialized. I think you've really got to have some real public oversight over things like that as well. Any thoughts on that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll be willing to watch over it. I mean, I'm tired of risking my life every day. I can't go anywhere. I'll give you an example. I'm the slowest driver everywhere I go, and that's me pushing 5 miles over the speed limit so people aren't, you know, like running me off the road. And I get angry, man. I'm just like, I'm not driving today. But I understand what you're saying. And I got a ticket like that once, too, where I was in the yellow and turned left. I didn't pay that ticket, man. I just didn't. You know, and it was in Georgia, so I won't go back there, but it was many, many, many years ago, and it was like, why would you give me a ticket? You were on the other side. The cop was, and he saw that I was already halfway into the intersection of a busy intersection where you don't get a long light to turn left, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and it's yellow as I'm out there. And what am I going to stay there? You know? So yeah. I understand what you're saying. Obviously, there'd have to be some oversight, but, you know, isn't that jobs as well? I mean, jobs that protect people's lives. We're not looking in your car trying to find out if you're carrying weed. They do that already anyway, man. They can do that anytime if that's what you're worried about. Shouldn't have it in the car. I know. I've heard lots of times people get in trouble that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, I also wanted to chime in on Jimmy Kay's, election integrity comments. And, you know, Greg Palast, this is one of my favorite guests that the Devils will have on there. And, man, he can tell you all sorts of weird irregularities. We need a voter bill of rights. One that comes to mind is the 2004 John Kerry election and how Karl Rove, anonymous, back in the old days when anonymous was around, they said that, like, they detected scandalous activity coming out of Karl Rove in the Ohio vote. And that's just one example amidst thousands. We have another public-private partnership. We heard about Diebolt. It's got a new name. It's like Clear Channel. They rancid out their name, and then they just change it. It's kind of like Eric Prince and Blackwater is now, Pink Flowers for Humanity or something like that. But, these are all, we need to really take back our democracy. We got to stand up as Democrats. This thing is played out, and it's time that we lead the way. And this, bipartisan stuff, if they want to jump on the train of change, get on it, because it's rolling. And but if we are going to fool ourselves and fall right back in and just take a dive into their political septic tank, they don't stand for anything. They don't have a platform. Trump didn't have to run on anything, and he still got 75 million people, because we've been just so soft for 40 years, man. So, Mike, I appreciate you, the way you stand up, man. Fellow wrestler to fellow wrestler, you just, man, shout out to you. And, props for shaving the neck beard, too.
Yeah.
And those things are rough, but they kept up on us. You should see me with a neck beard. When I wake up in the morning and I got my robe on and I got some slippers, I just look like I should be at Bellevue, So I got to. I'm 55, so I'm aging. I don't look like the studly man I used to be, or child. I'm just an old guy now, but.
No, cool, man. I hear you. And there's nothing wrong with being a wrestler or having neck hair, but there's a reason why I don't trust the elections or think that they're fair, and that's because they aren't, but it's not through what the Republicans are always accusing. Go to the inner city with me sometime. Ask them if they think it's fair. They're the ones that won this election for us, are the people that fought to get their vote in. Most of us don't have to fight to get a vote in. So who's up next?
Let's go to Mill City Mark up in Minneapolis.
Hey, Mark, what's happening today? Oh, we might have. There he is.
Mark, are you there? All right, we'll put Mark on hold, and we'll go to Andy in Beaver Dam.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks for listening and calling. What are you doing today?
Hey, Mike, I'm just chilling and listening to you, which I hope will become a weekly habit. You'll be on the air, but I'm just calling to say how relieved I am. I know that Biden wasn't necessarily everybody's choice. But,
I think he was fourth choice for a while there.
Yeah, right. He was down the cliff.
The old never bet against the gray, man. He came on around the corner there.
That's right. That's right. He was supposedly the most well-known of all the candidates. But anyway, considering what we've been through the last 4 years, you hope for a greatly improved situation. And that, as everybody, including Joel from Stevens Point, who wasn't a big fan of, he's a Bernie guy like you are, that we can somehow come through this and make some gains on for the common man, for just, people that money doesn't always talk,
Well, get your mittens on, because Bernie's the head of the budget committee, Mark, and... Well, I appreciate you calling and listening, and we will be back next week unless, something seriously happens wrong to me, and I just don't feel like that today.
You'll be back here every Saturday, man.
Yes. Yeah, and for as long as it takes to, till I stop breathing, I guess.
Let's try Mill City Mark. We got 2 minutes left.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, can you hear me now?
You bet.
Oh, good. I have a bad phone here. It goes out sometimes. So if I go out, just cut me off and go on to something else. But I was going to say, we had those cameras, those intersection cameras here for a while in Minneapolis, and our court system got rid of them. They said they weren't legal.
Huh.
And somebody took them to court, and they got rid of those intersection cameras. We don't have them anywhere in the state anymore. The other thing I was going to say is that, back in 2010, we elected Mark Dayton while you guys elected Walker. And, Mark Dayton isn't a big lefty. He was a very moderate Democrat. But, he he raised taxes on the rich people in this state, and everybody claimed that everyone was going to leave. You know, the corporations were going to leave, the rich people were going to leave. And, you know, nobody left, and we ended up getting more corporations and companies coming in this state than ever before. In the meantime, Walker said he was going to open up business in Wisconsin, and during that time, I think he only had like 55,000 jobs that he created over his term or something like that.
Yeah, you're right. And we lost more jobs under Walker than what we gained, and Foxconn is just proof of that. I mean,
yeah, that was, and he canceled that high-speed rail.
Yes, and we had to pay back the money to the Telco, the train company, and.
Yeah, and then he goes and gets a bad deal like Foxconn. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit was St. Croix County. Have you heard about St. Croix County?
No, but we're going to break. Do you want to let me know what you have to say about that when we come back?
If you can still have me.
Sure, man.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
This is Brad from Zero Res Carpet Cleaning. If you like a fresh and clean home, and you like to save money, now's the best time of year to get your carpets cleaned. January, February, Zero Res is running a winter special. Save money and get the best cleaning in Madison. Give us a call, 608-848-9000.
Madison, tune in every weekday from 11 to 2 on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM for the Tom Hartman Program. Join the show's conversation because our democracy is not a spectator sport. Listen live right here on Devil Radio.
Stream the Devils and progressive news and talk 24-7 at the Devils Advocates Radio Network, Wisconsin. That's DARNWI.com. That's DARNWI.com.
Al Bachman from Bachman Construction here. A lot of us are spending more and more time at home these days. Maybe you're considering that addition you've been thinking about for the past few years, or maybe you're looking for suggestions on how to improve your space. Join me every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. for my show, Ask the Builder. I share my stories of some of the trickier improvement projects I have undertaken, and we'll be taking your calls.
Ask the Builder airs Saturdays at 9 on Devil Radio.
I'm Alan Robinson, host of Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood. You never know who's going to stop by.
Mr. Robinson, yes, this is somebody at the door here. Open the door. Did you hear the bell ring?
Stop by Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, 6 to 7 weekdays.
The Devil's Advocates.
I just wanted to thank Crudy for going up to the Capitol and decorating the tree. I think it was some of your finest jackassery.
Eddie, that's a real compliment because there's quite a history of jackassery with this man.
I'm in the legal books of the state of Wisconsin. My jackassery has been enshrined for posterity. I have set precedent with my jackassery.
I think you should take it to court, though, and you should tell the judge it's a matter of law and orderment.
Political commentary from the back of the class.
I'm so glad you're listening to Devil Radio. It makes me so happy. Boo.
Welcome back. Good song. Bad habit.
Agreed.
Plus, he's kind of gone off the charts on the right-wing stuff, too, man. Wow.
Just, I try to ignore that.
I do, too, but it's kind of hard,
but
man,
you're right.
Because it's personal.
It's like, Brett Favre.
Yeah.
They, you know, that's tough to swallow as a Packer fan.
Love watching him play like a kid, but he sure thinks like one too. And we'll go back to Mark. Mark, I do recall hearing something, but I got to tell you, from Sunday through Thursday, I was not well at all, so I didn't pick up or retain a lot of stuff. Go ahead and tell me about St. Croix County a little bit.
Is my phone still working?
Yeah, man.
All right, good. St. Croix County is due east of the Minneapolis metro area, right across the St. Croix River. You go east on 94, not too far, and you run into Hudson, which is a pretty good-sized town. And there was a woman named Patty Shackner.
Yep.
That was a state senator.
Sure.
And she got beat by a guy named Rob Staffschult. And Rob Staffschult, last fall, he had ads on all over. I mean, in Minneapolis and St. Paul, you couldn't watch television for more than a half an hour without seeing one of his ads.
Wow.
And you never saw a Patty Shackner ad. I think he was being bankrolled. I think he had a lot of money to spend on ads. And he had these folksy ads where he was out on a farm and had this big machinery, and he was talking to people at the home center and stuff. And I think if Patty Shackner would have had the kind of money that he had backing her up, she might have been able to hold her own, you know, because there's a lot of people living in St. Croix County that's like a bedroom community from Minneapolis. You know, there's a lot of people that commute, you know, and I think it's getting a little more bluer around there than people give it credit for. Now, there's a Republican chairman there, and he's been posting some crazy stuff about preparing for war. You heard about that?
No.
Yeah, this St. Croix County GOP chairman resigns after prepare for war post he refused to remove. And he had posted this stuff right before all of this stuff went down, you know, where they stormed the Capitol. So that's a good sign. At least the Republicans are kind of weeding out some of their own over there. But
well, they have to. They have to, Mark. I mean, it's gone beyond insanity. Thank you for listening and calling. But, you know, these are examples that we see it in all these states where you got these right-wing loons, you know, that want to wear their guns to Congress. And, I mean, to even suggest that the Trump administration and the Republican Party didn't drive this bus to where it came is just, I mean, and that's why I'm not going to take my foot off the pedal when it comes to, fighting back. More people need to understand. If you want to make something happen, you got to do more than just vote. You got to find progressive organizations, whether you think that that's something you're into or not, you know, because you're, what, enjoying life or something? You ain't going to be enjoying it long. I mean, if we continue down this path, it's just eating its way through the middle class. It already has eaten half the middle class away, which is why I'm really happy about our next subject.
You're talking about the conspiracy theories.
Oh, well,
you know, that's the misinformation conspiracy theories, like the Q people.
I don't even want to talk about them anymore. This is what the problem was. If we didn't have to watch Donald Trump every single day, every channel, every hour for 5 years when this, you know, going on 6 years.
Without a doubt.
And even before that, having a show that was anything but reality. I mean, I don't know why people think they want to live like that, but I want to live like Bernie Sanders. Maybe not as a senator, but the best thing that I've seen happen in a long time, you know, putting him in charge as the chair of the budget committee.
That's huge.
It's unbelievable. They had to do that. They had to do that. Bernie Sanders supporters helped get Joe Biden elected too. You said you were going to reach out. You said you were going to, you know, do some more progressive policies. And now it's time to put up, not shut up. You can't just suggest it and they say, well, the Republicans aren't going to let it happen. But Bernie's going to do it in the way that, you know, we've seen every other Republican legislature use. Reconciliation through the budget. That's what Scott Walker and the Republicans did when they destroyed your highways and your public schools and your jobs. You know, they took money and allocated it to all the things that are wrong in Wisconsin. Every single thing they did. And it disheartens me that so many people in Wisconsin didn't even know it was happening when it was happening. So that was the small fleecing. And then COVID comes along and you watch this Trump administration completely fleece this country, leave us unprotected for a pandemic. No plan at all. What do you mean, no plan at all? Of course he didn't have a plan at all from day one. The guy's a moron. He's an effing moron, just like Rex Tillerson said.
In the past couple of days, in the first couple of days of the Joe Biden administration, has become very evident just how how much disarray the agencies and how unprepared our government was to handle this pandemic.
Well, he's got a worse situation than Barack Obama had.
Yeah.
And that was coming out of a recession. All right, trying to bring us out of a recession that was created by the Bush administration, and Clinton didn't really help much. You know, too much corporation stuff. People got to understand. But this is what Bernie's going to do. He's going to reconcile through the Senate Budget Committee, and I don't think Mitch McConnell can stop that. See? Well, they probably can.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, things that are passed through the Budget Committee or the reconciliation, that's a majority vote.
50.
Which 51 the Democrats have.
Yes. Yeah. But Mitch McConnell will try and do the filibuster stuff and the nuke and everything, or you can't stop it, or this. It depends on which he's in. When he's in the minority, he uses one way. When he's in the majority, he uses the other. Mm-hmm. He's the coin with the turtle head I win, turtle tail you lose. He can't lose. All he can do.
It's wonderful that he's not in charge of the Senate. He is still a force to be reckoned with as the minority leader. But to have control of the Senate, you know, it'd be nice to have a couple more seats, but we're okay. And I think, and I'm hopeful that we can get some work done here in all aspects.
Well, it's not going to happen without us pushing. I can tell you that right
Absolutely.
Now. D.C. isn't going to just do these things without us pushing. But the things that, you know, Bernie suggests, like $15 an hour and Medicare for all and climate change, you know, for everybody that ever said, well, what's he going to do for reparations? Those are reparations, whether people want to realize it or not. Sure, but it does specifically target people that live in poor, polluted communities. And that, you know, if you want to put it that way, I hate that when they try to do that, where they're, well, what do you think about reparations? Because everybody knows that, well, I'm not for reparations. I might have to sacrifice something, you know, and I worked hard for everything I got. And it's just a selfish citizenry that we have that makes this possible. But I'm looking forward to it, you know, and there's things. Look, what prevents monopolies, fascism, and inequality?
Tell me.
Socialism. It's not a bad word.
Okay.
It's the opposite of what we just went through with Trump. It creates a level playing field. Why doesn't everybody want a level playing field? Oh, but then I can't make money and the state's going to do this. And the state is doing you. Got you bent right over, especially if you live in a red state like I do, even with a Democratic governor. It's been such a long 10-year stretch for me. It was the worst decade. You know, my 50s are gone, man. And it was all watching this horrible stuff happen to humanity, which there's not much humanity right now. I mean, I know a lot of really, really good people, but I'm going to say it's probably 50-50 right now as far as people that are willing to get in and do something. And the other half is just going to either go against you or stay home.
Well, the important thing is you got to focus on the positives, you know, fight for what's right. You know,
well, you guys do that. I'm not all that positive. But that leads me to another thing that's really negative, and that's the Zuckerbot thing. And, you know, I get kicked off. It's not like you're violating my freedom of speech, but it's discriminatory as hell. And I know why. It's because, you know, I come with my own algorithm. It's called ADHD, which is non-compliant to bogus rules and laws, especially when they really are bogus. And it's not equal for everybody. That's just who I am, man. I feel the same thing about animal rights and planet rights and everything. You know, we're like an ecosystem, and the human part of it is just off the charts, man. We're already done with this week's show. I want to mention that coming up next, Native Roots Radio, which I listened to on the way home. I got to tell you, I really get some cultural diversity from it, and I laugh. It's funny. They know what they're talking about. I'm connected to them because they care so much about the planet and people. And then don't forget Max Inc. Radio at, 6 o'clock, right?
6 p.m. tonight, yeah. Johnny T-Bird is playing live in the Devil's Lair.
Well, I'm going to go home and watch the Badgers win again in basketball, and then I'm getting ready to watch Tom Brady take out his new yacht after he gets his butt kicked in Green Bay.